this business about taking the risk and deciding whether taking the risk is worthwhile or not is the central topic of my latest book.
Yes, let's get into that.
And my latest book is called The Honeycomb Comet. And this is a science fiction book. And it's based on the concept of slower than light speed space travel. And what happens in it is an explorer of the asteroid belt, a belter, discovers a brand new piece of an alien spaceship. Now, the thing that's the real kicker on this is that the full-size alien spaceship is the size of the moon. It is huge. And what makes this different is that mankind becomes part of the ecosystem. In other words, it's not a case of, oh, there's the alien that looks sort of like a human and I can talk to him. No, 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 no. This is a case of, this thing is incomprehensible. It's the size of a moon, and what it's doing, man can't figure out. But in it are civilization-changing treasures. And what I mean by civilization-changing is, to give you an idea, is imagine life here in America without pizza sauce.
Wait, no, wait a minute. No pizza sauce?
No pizza sauce.
What about fry sauce?
And no French fries. Uh-oh. That's civilization changing. And that's what we would have.
That's civilization ending.
No, what we would have, that would be the way we'd live in Europe if Columbus had never discovered America.
Good point.
Okay, so Columbus was bringing back civilization-changing treasure. And that's what I have in my story about the Honeycomb Comet.